Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
There was something about the stranger who walked with those two men that fascinated them. The location was a dusty road that led from Jerusalem to Emmaus. It happened almost 2,000 years ago. Jesus had taught the multitude for 3 years. He'd done some fantastic things. He actually healed the lame and the blind and the sick. He once took a little boy's lunch and fed a multitude of more than 5,000 men, to say nothing of the number of women and children. At first, people were skeptical. After all, the day of miracles had ceased. So when Jesus first began his work, people watched for the trick. Perhaps the blind man was not really blind at all. It was just an act. But as the skeptics watched, they became convinced, not only by what they saw, but by what they heard as well. Jesus from Nazareth spoke as no other person had ever spoken. He said things others would never dare to say. He did it with perfect authority. He made claims like, "I came from God and now I'm here." And again he said, "I and the Father are one." All of these together caused thousands of people to claim him as the Messiah, the long-awaited deliverer. Now, the two men who walked from Jerusalem to Emmaus that day long ago were talking about all of the events that had caused them to believe Jesus was the Savior. Things were going so well, they said. Yes, we thought it was he who would deliver Israel. But on that Passover, public sentiment, fickle public opinion turned, and they crucified this Jesus of Nazareth. That's when it all ended for these two. When Christ died, they were through, and with bitter remorse and confusion, they decided to go home and call it quits. But as they walked and talked about these things, a stranger appeared to them, and they poured out their hearts. They told how the two women had gone to the grave, and it was empty. But this they could not believe. The interesting twist to this true story begins when Luke, who recorded it, says, "As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him." But as they walked and talked, the stranger began to explain what had happened in terms they understood. They invited him to dinner, and suddenly the mystery was over. Luke says, "When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them." It was then their eyes were actually opened. They recognized him. It was the resurrected Christ who had walked with them, but they did not know him. That was 2,000 years ago, but it's still true today. Sometimes it is the impact of 21st century materialism that blinds our eyes and keeps us from knowing him. Sometimes it is the art of intellectualism that keeps us in the dark. Sometimes we're so preoccupied with our lives and our world that we never discover him. A story so old yet new every day. What about your life? Have you learned that Christ will reveal himself to you? He will walk with you through life? It may be your eyes have been blinded by unbelief, that you have never discovered who he is and what he has promised to you. Jesus challenged, "If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." Prove it to yourself, he invites you. Start reading the Gospel of John, and I can assure you, you too will discover who he is.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.